You're now a Stanford defensive lineman, Azeez Chitu. And Azeez, I say defensive lineman, but really, I mean, you could play a number of different positions. Yeah. Can you give fans that haven't yet seen you play a quick scouting report of yourself?
Can play the zero through the five. Feel like I'm really quick off the ball, good hand usage, and just got a motor, basically. Can pretty much done it all in college. Like I said, played every technique on every down, so that's pretty much what I bring to the table.
Is there a spot that you really prefer? Not necessarily prefer. Obviously, you want to play everywhere, but is there a spot that you really feel like your strengths are really shown?
Honestly, like I kind of feel like I could do it all. When I'm on the inside, I think I can beat the bigger guys with my speed. When I'm on the outside, I feel like I can use my power a little bit. So, I mean, I played the three technique. I can play inside. It's not foreign to me at all because I played the one technique and I played a lot of zero this year too. So I can kind of like them all. I'm not going to lie.
So you come back off the injury your junior season, obviously faced a lot of adversity, and you were denied that extra year of eligibility. What was that like coming into this process, not knowing whether or not you'd have to enter the draft or go back to Stanford for another year?
Oh, I mean, I was full-heartedly going as this might be in my last year. I never really got the chance to apply for any NCAA. I think that's kind of like a misconception. I played in five games. I think the limit's four. So, I try to fight for that. You know, I only got one extra. But at the end of the day, I came into my senior year knowing this was it. So I wanted to make it a big, big last senior year for me.
Going in the Pac-12, who would you say is the best offensive tackle you went up against throughout your time? We'll say just in your senior year.
I'd say probably on my own guys. I think we have one of the best offensive lines. You know, like Kyle Murphy was a guy that was definitely tough to go against day in and out, which only made me better when it came game day because I'm going against the best already.
And then the last question for you. A lot of players have come out of Stanford the last few years. How do you lean on those guys as you go through this draft process for yourself?
Just be a sponge. Ask questions. Like I said, I talked to David Perry this morning, kind of asked him the rundown of, like, how things were out here. You know, he gave me feedback. I talked to Andrew almost, you know, every other day to see, you know, how's the league, how can, you know, what's the things I could do. So just kind of being a sponge and, you know, reaching back into the Stanford connection and kind of just reaching out to him.